During the first half of the 1900s, the renowned English crime writer, poet, playwright, and translator Dorothy Sayers wrote, "The Dogma is the Drama." Dorothy Sayers believed that Jesus Christ and his word is intrinsically exciting and dramatic, not dull and boring, as he is sometimes perceived. Dorothy Sayers believed that the story of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who took on a human nature, was born, lived, died, and rose from the dead, is the most thrilling story in the universe and should be presented as such, not diluted or sentimentalized. Jesus is anything but boring. The dogma is the drama. This Advent, I want to reflect on the cast of characters that make up the divine drama of the Advent season. Every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation from now until Christmas, I'll talk about a different figure on the Advent stage, the supporting cast of characters that make up the Advent drama of the coming of Jesus Christ. It is anything but boring. The dogma is the drama. Our first Advent character is the prophet Isaiah. Every Sunday and almost every day of the Advent season, the first reading at Mass will be taken from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah has an important role to play in our Advent drama. Why do we read exclusively from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah? Let me give you a little historical background. Isaiah was a prophet in Jerusalem, the capital of the southern kingdom of Judah, between 742 and 700 BC. That's 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, during this time, Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah was in crisis. The kings were corrupt. They weren't treating their subjects with justice nor governing in accord with God's most holy will. The weak and wavering King Ahaz wanted to set up alliances with pagan nations, refusing to trust in God alone. We'll hear about that on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Judah was constantly at war, especially with Syria. In 722 BC, the northern kingdom of Israel was completely destroyed by Assyria, and the people were taken off into exile, never, ever to return. In the year 701 BC, Sennacherib, there's a great king name you can use in your Scrabble game this afternoon. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, ravaged most of the kingdom of Judah and laid siege to Jerusalem, but he wasn't able to destroy it. So you see, in short, the kings were unjust. There was constant war, constant suffering, constant death. Exiles were sent into the desert. And in the midst of this absolute chaos, Isaiah predicts that there will be better things to come in the future, in days to come, Isaiah says. On that day, Isaiah says, the days are coming. You see, all of his prophecies begin with one of those phrases. In days to come, on that day, the days are coming. In days to come, one nation shall not raise a sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. We heard that today in the first reading. On that day, the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the baby shall play at the cobra's den. We'll hear that next Sunday from the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a king from the tree of Jesse will not judge by appearances, but shall judge the poor with justice. We'll hear about that next week, too, from the prophet Isaiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when the desert will be turned into fertile land with abundant flowers. The days are coming when the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. On that day, all sorrow and mourning will flee. Isaiah will tell us all of this on the third Sunday of Advent. The Lord God will destroy death forever on that day. He will wipe away the tears from every face. We'll hear about that Wednesday of this week. God's chosen people, scattered and divided, will be gathered together again. This is Isaiah's message. There's no doom and gloom here. There's no fire and brimstone here. Isaiah's a prophet of hope. He's positive. It's typical of the prophets, right? When things are all going well, the prophets warn them to turn and to convert and to change their ways. When things are going poorly and terrible, as they are in Isaiah's time, he encourages them, tells them to look to the future. As the faithful in Jerusalem await for that day, Isaiah gives them encouragement. He says, "Fear not. I will be with you. I will help you." We'll hear about that on Thursday in the second week of Advent. He says, "Be strong, fear not, God will come to save you." We'll hear about that on the third Sunday. I hope it's easy to see why Isaiah is the Advent prophet, because all of these prophecies find fulfillment in Jesus. Isaiah is prophesying about the coming of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, who will save us. In days to come, Jesus will bring justice. In days to come, Jesus will establish peace on earth to men of goodwill. Isaiah says he is the Prince of Peace, and his dominion is vast and forever peaceful. On that day, Jesus will end war. One nation shall not raise the sword against another. The days are coming when Jesus will wipe away every tear from our eyes and destroy death forever. On that day, he will make the blind see and the deaf hear and the lame walk. On that day, even the animals will be at peace, and the child and the snake will be able to play together. Isn't this good news? Positive, hopeful prophecies from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. We'll hear it every day in this Advent season. But everything that Isaiah prophesies has not yet been fulfilled here in the year of our Lord 2025. There's still war. There's still injustice. There are still people who are hungry and blind and lame. There's still people crying and suffering, and still people die. Isaiah's prophecies will be fulfilled when Jesus comes back again. So when Isaiah says, in days to come, on that day, the days are coming, when he says those things for us, that means when Jesus will come again at the end of the world. Hence, Isaiah's role in our Advent drama is to prepare us for Christ's second coming at the end of the world and to fill us with hope in the days to come. How do we prepare for Christ's coming? Isaiah encourages us. Be strong. Fear not. Trust in God. And walk in the light of the Lord. Amen.